Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Alicia Wilson, the Vice President for Economic Development at the Johns Hopkins University and Johns Hopkins Health System. Hey, Alicia, good to talk to you. How you doing?
Great. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to always talk to you.
Always fun. So we want to talk first about a novel by Britt Bennett called The Vanishing Half. What's that one about?
Yes, it's about two sisters. They grew up in Louisiana. They're twins, and they ultimately are inseparable until they leave Louisiana and realize that they can actually pass for white. And that distinction separates them from one another. And the story really is about like their discovery of like their personal identity and how that reflects to their past and how it reflects the bonds of sisterhood. So it's a really, really great book.
Yeah, this is the second novel for Britt Bennett. And, this has gotten a lot of buzz. I have heard about this from a couple of other folks. So I'm glad that you're recommending it as well. I want to talk also about a children's book because you work with a lot of children. You serve as a mentor for a lot of children. And it's very important as part of that relationship to be reading to the kids, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It's critically important.
So we want to talk about a book called Dog Man and Cat Kid. It's by Dave Pilkey. This is the guy that thought up Captain Underpants back in the day. So he's already got a following for that. But what's Dog Man and Cat Kid about and why does it resonate with the kids that you read to?
Well, Dog Man and Cat Kid are about a dog and a cat that team up to really start solving mysteries and telling you how do they go about finding out what happens to the kitten sitter as well as a starlet that go missing. I think the book is really important because, one, it's very exciting for the kids to read, but it also teaches lessons in empathy and teamwork, which are I think are important lessons to learn through storytelling. And really, I think the two characters exemplify characteristics and character traits that we all want kids to have, which is about love and empathy and caring for one another and service in our community.
Absolutely. And this is, of course, a part of a series, too. And children really like having books that continue from one book to another, don't they?
They do. They don't want to. They want once they put one book down, they want to know where does it go? And Dave Pilkey, I think, does a great job in helping kids continue the story of the characters through multiple different circumstances.
And how much of a chance do you get to read for pleasure? I mean, the novel that you talked about earlier, The Vanishing Half, I would imagine that with a position like yours at Johns Hopkins, you've got a lot of work stuff to read. Are you able to sneak in time to get some novels and some reading for fun books most of the time?
Yeah, so the way I start my day and end my day is through reading. So it's the way I wind down, get my mind to sort of get to a place of rest. And it's the way I sort of, I'm not a morning person. So it's the way I get myself up in the morning. So I find the time just through those two points in the day, really being the point I dedicate to myself to really infuse myself with learning about something I didn't know the day before.
That's always a good modus operandi. Alicia Wilson is the Vice President for Economic Development at the Johns Hopkins University and Johns Hopkins Health System. She's reading The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett and Dog Man and Cat Kid, the book she recommends for young readers by Dave Pilkey. Thanks, Alicia. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at wypr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.